Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The propaganda war continues with Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin. And I'm not going to tell you where to put your money, but I'm going to put mine on Putin. At least the dude's not brain dead. At least he is not mentally and physically corrupted. That's what Biden is. He's a shell of a man being pulled around in so many different directions. He doesn't even know which direction he should be going. And you know, we joke about it, but there's no question in my mind, Joe Biden probably wears Depends. And when he's not in front of the camera, he's a vegetable. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. And the latest development in the real Russiagate, version 2.0, there should be version 1.0. We have a real Russian collusion scandal on our hands, folks. Russia sent a shot over the bow. They sanctioned Joe Biden, they sanctioned Hunter Biden, and they sanctioned other members of the Biden family and other people, as they call them, satellites of Biden. If this were Trump, think of it this way. Papadopoulos went to jail. What was his name? I forget. The campaign guy barely worked for the campaign for a minute. He went to jail. General Flynn almost went to jail. I could go on. Over nothing. Over a lie. Nobody should have gone to jail. They crawled up these people's rear ends, and looked with an electron microscope for stuff, and they found nothing. But I can't even remember the dude's name that went to jail. He may still be there now that I think about it. Papadopoulos got a slap on the wrist, and rightfully, he didn't even deserve a slap on the wrist. That's on his record. But we have a real live Russian conspiracy. And so now everybody, you know, is going, what's going on? What's going to happen next? I have a theory. They said, I don't know if you saw, Psaki came out. They just announced this thing yesterday. Psaki comes out and says, oh, well, here's what she says. Oh, don't let me quote her.
You have sanctions were imposed today by Russia against yourself, President Biden, other top U.S. officials. Do you have a response to that? And how will it impact any of you, if at all?
Sure. I would first note that President Biden is a junior, so they may have sanctioned his dad. May he rest in peace. The second piece I would say is that won't surprise any of you that none of us are planning tourist trips to Russia. None of us have bank accounts that we won't be able to access. So we will forge ahead.
Welcome back. These people think they're so clever. I would first note that President Biden is a junior. Yeah, he is. He's Bush League. Pardon the pun on that one, too. So they may have sanctioned his dad. May he rest in peace. Yeah, his dad. I don't know who could raise Joe Biden. I don't know what kind of daddy you would want to. I mean, I look at how Hunter turned out with Joe. I can only wonder what Joe got away with his dad. And I watched this show called, what's it called? Oh, geez. It's strange. Anyway, the guy's he teaches drug addicts. It's on Amazon Prime. And his father is a scoundrel. He's a funny character, but not a guy you want to be your dad. Loudermilk. Thank you. My producer is telling me. Loudermilk. Funny show. Funny series. But I can only imagine what Joe Biden's dad was. You know, he's trying to push him, but Joe is a pathological liar. His dad had to recognize this and say, God, my son just doesn't quit lying. Why won't he just stop? And why would you become a pathological liar like that? What problem is it in your family? I can tell you what mine was. My dad was a scoundrel, and I wanted nothing to do with him, so I made up an alternate life. And I'm not excusing it. But I get it. Joe Biden, I don't know, for all intents and purposes, he looks like he's a silver tongue dude, you know, silver spoon guy. Don't know. Anyway, she goes on. Second piece, I would say, is it would surprise, won't surprise most of you, is that none of us are planning tourist trips to Russia, and none of us have bank accounts we need to discuss in Russia, so we will forge ahead. Well, I remember these tweets that people have to come back and eat, like Joe Biden saying, I tell you what, if that Vladimir Putin, he doesn't want to mess with me because I'm a tough guy, right? Vladimir Putin, blah, blah, blah. That meme is all over the place. People copied that and said, hey, Joe, you got your opportunity, and you're blowing it. So she alludes, Psaki this is, alludes nothing to be ashamed. Hey, we got nothing to worry about. Does she know, I'm gonna whisper this, does she know Hunter's a crackhead? Does she know Hunter supposedly lost his laptop computer to the Russians? Shh, don't anybody tell her. The Daily Mail reported in August of last year, the alleged incident would mean Hunter Biden had a total of three computers. The first abandoned at the Delaware computer store. The second one was seized by federal agents. What's come of that? Not much. They said each of those likely to hold sensitive information on Joe Biden and the embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications of Hunter. The third laptop still appears to be missing and was taken by Russian drug dealers after they partied with Hunter in Vegas. This is what he said to a prostitute on camera. We don't have to speculate. Remember how they would, oh, Don Jr. had a meeting with a Russian woman at some, okay, great. Is it on camera? No. Was she a prostitute? No, not at least for Don Jr. She might have been for some of the Democrats, Eric Swalwell, but she wasn't for him. But we have evidence of this guy with a Russian prostitute. I think he was Russian. And then Hunter says, this Russian prostitute probably set Hunter up so they could take the laptop. And just out of curiosity, do you think for one second that in a place like Russia that is run by a dude who built his way to power through fist and fury, that he would say to these guys, hey, look, I know you have laptop, but what would it take to buy from you? Putin said, if you got that laptop, you got a day to get it to me. What do you think? Or you think that they stole it and it was no big deal? This was an orchestrated thing. And you want to know why they knew they could get away with it? Because Hunter is a crackhead. So they got him the things he wanted. They got him dope, and they got him a woman. And Hunter fell for it. Compromised. But no, Joe says he's a good son. He's a good son. Yeah. He's the most brave guy in our family. That is a lie. He's a crackhead, what he is.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Russia sanctioned the Biden family. It could have some others. I know they sanctioned Joe Biden. They sanctioned Hunter Biden. They sanctioned, I believe, James Biden. They may have said Jim Biden. They sanctioned Psaki and others. They can't do business there. I don't know who these people are. But here's what I will tell you. In the world of geo-global politics and hackers and stuff, things can be made to look pretty bad. I watched that movie, what was it, with Will Smith and all that, where they changed all, killed his credit cards and stuff. It can happen. Don't get too cocky there, Miss Psaki. We may find out you own a little, you know, hamlet somewhere in Siberia that you didn't realize you owned. You may have some splaining to do. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. See, I think Putin's more shrewd than any of these people want to give him credit for. I think, let me put it this way, a guy who can be, as my friend General Buzz said, a low-level street punk who couldn't get into the equivalent of the CIA, which at the time was the KGB, now it's the GRU, he couldn't get into that. So he went to law school and then got very, very wealthy and started buying his access to power. And this low-level street punk now runs the entirety of this, of the Russia, and he's pretty much putting back together the Soviet Union. That's what this guy's been able to do. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, what's his accomplishments? He rode on the cheat, the big cheat. He couldn't win. And now he's got 13 months under his belt. Nothing that these people can write home about and feel comfort in. But hey, it's all good. Woo-hoo-hoo! Don't believe the hype. It's all a lie. It's all a ruse. So Psaki says, we have no worries. We don't have any interest in Russia. Oh, really? Well, we do know that Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the wife of a Russian oligarch. Let me put it to you this way. If I'm Putin, I'm digging into every single thing that worm did while he was in Russia or anywhere else involving a Russian. I'm going to know every little detail. Do you think this guy doesn't know? After filming himself having sex with a woman using his laptop in January 2019, Hunter left the camera rolling as he recounted a Vegas bender in which he spent 18 days going round from penthouse suite to penthouse suite, sometimes costing $10,000 a night. What a life. And I sent my kid to Wharton, SMU, and the University of Texas. As I've joked on this show, I should have sent him to the Hunter Biden crackhead school for gifted school for gifted crackheads. Because he's, let me put it to you this way, I've never stayed in a $10,000 a month suite. Have you? I got some rich friends. I've never stayed in anything like that. I stayed in some things that were nice. You might even pay $400 or $500 a night, not peak. But 10 grand? I've heard of them. Where they give you butler service. They cook right on site. There's a grand piano in your room. You got a panoramic view, whatever. But shoot, I would even leave. I would stay packed and I wouldn't even, I ain't going. Y'all wouldn't go out? No, I ain't going out. Why would I want to go out? One can only imagine, folks, what the media would say if Russia sanctioned Trump. But with these same types of things. In other words, flip the script. But you know what the left are saying? Well, they're protecting Biden by contending that because Russia didn't sanction Trump, the completely debunked Trump-Russian collusion thing is back on the table. Oh, Russia didn't sanction Trump. So you know that's because they colluded. Nice try, lefties. Has nothing to do with that. They didn't sanction Trump because Trump didn't do anything to them. This is going to end up bad for Joe Biden. We know we got a biolab on the border between Ukraine and Russia. We don't know what they were doing there, but we know this. We know that Joe Biden's been colluding with Ukraine to enter NATO, which I don't have a problem with. I don't care. That's a whole other description of something that's above my pay grade. But you can't do it in a vacuum. You better let Russia know. You better enter some kind of talks. Oh, that's right. We can't talk to him because we'd be talking to the enemy that we, oh, by the way, negotiated an oil deal with. So we get 8% of our oil from the enemy that they didn't want Trump talking to, who supposedly was colluding for us not to have fair elections. You understand the lack of logic there? Exactly. Russia sanctioned Joe Biden. They said, now it'll be explained why the family received $3.5 million from the very wealthy former mayor of Moscow's wife. During our presidential debate, this is what Trump said. The moderator, finger quotes, Chris Wallace, then of Fox, would not let me ask that question. He said it was inappropriate. Perhaps that's why Biden has been so slow on the draw with Russia. This is a really bad conflict of interest that will perhaps now be fully and finally revealed. That's what Trump sent out to his 37 million supporters. Is it going to get revealed? I don't know. I know this. It's never going to leave the specter. We're always going to have the specter of this until they get us answers. And you can call it a conspiracy theory or whatever, but there's too much smoke here to know that, to believe there's not a fire. Hunter Biden has burned down the pasture and the barn and the horses and the cattle and the goats and everything else. Donald Trump's not afraid to say it. Let me tell you what I'm excited about. I'm excited that this is coming up. I don't like that Russia invaded Ukraine. I think we should be able to handle things diplomatically. But I will tell you this. Most of the country knows that Biden allowed this to happen, and it wouldn't have happened under Trump. That's truism number one. Truism number two. Now that Russia's there, Joe Biden doesn't want to fight. In fact, General Keane made the comment that Joe Biden's too chicken to fight.
I mean, going back to 2021, when Putin put 70,000 troops on the Ukraine border, we had a shipment going in there that same month, March and April, that was scheduled from the Trump administration of arms and ammunition. And the Biden administration delayed it to August. And then when they showed up in the fall, after the Afghanistan fiasco, with 170,000 troops, we delayed another shipment. And the stated reason for delaying both shipments, well, we did not want to provoke Putin into attacking. I mean, it's outrageous what happens to this administration. It's the same thing, Steve, that happened with the Obama administration. They get paralyzed by the fear of adverse consequence. And in this case, it's escalation. And that is a fearsome term to them. Instead of meeting that and doing what we should be doing to assist the Ukrainians, being all in should be what we're doing, and we should not let Putin drive escalation. We drive it ourselves, and we certainly should not let Putin get inside of our head. And he's inside of our head.
That was General Keane. I got to leave it there, but he nailed it.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden is using the White House to call out the tendency for gasoline prices to go up like a rocket when oil spikes, but drop slowly when crude goes down. Biden fired off a tweet this morning. The tweet said, oil prices are decreasing, gas prices should too. The last time oil was $96 a barrel, gas was $3.62 a gallon. Now, it's $4.31. Gas and oil companies shouldn't pad their profits at the expense of hardworking Americans. Speaking to Congress this morning, President Zelensky asked for a no-fly zone and also asked for more sanctions on Russia.
All American ports should be closed for Russian goods. Peace is more important than income, and we have to defend this principle in the whole world.
President Biden has announced, however, an additional $800 million in military support for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A tsunami warning has been issued by Japanese officials following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit off the coast of Fukushima, where a 2011 quake caused a disaster at a nuclear power plant. This advisory warns of tsunami heights reaching up to 10 feet above normal tidal levels, with the initial waves reaching shore around midnight local time. According to the U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, a Pacific Basin-wide tsunami is not expected at this time. President Joe Biden is scheduled to restart the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The landmark law is aimed at protecting and supporting survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Biden initially helped to write that piece of legislation that was enacted in 1994 when he was a senator from Delaware. That legislation requires renewal every 5 years ago, and it lapsed several years ago due to a partisan disagreement whether to ban dating partners and stalkers convicted of domestic violence from owning firearms. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A few things going on in the world. COVID is spiking in China, but there are no warnings in America. What's up? Typically, if there's a world hotspot, particularly China, we would be back on notice. But you know what? America is staying relatively open outside of Joey Demento telling the airline industry, you got to stay with the mask until April, whatever. As I said, they slowly have backed away. They've opened it up the world. They've opened up restaurants. They've opened up some of the schools. And things are going to go back to normal. And as soon as we sort of keep our mind off of stuff, it's going to be, oh, geez, well, we can fly now without masks. He's waiting. He wants that to get closer and closer to the election so it can feel like something he gave you. This is all psychological. The longer it can go on, the little bit that's left, and while all the rest of it's going away, you get that extra little bit. Oh, we can fly without masks? Oh, my gosh. Let's all thank Joe Biden. Not me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Making Sense of It All. So, COVID spiking in China. Remember when they would tell us, oh, there's a new hotbed in Brazil. Oh, there's a new hotbed in somewhere in Africa. Oh, check it out, in Italy. Oh, check it out in wherever, Normandy. They would always have a new hotspot and a new variant, and we were supposed to be very concerned. And aren't we in the heart of winter? I mean, I know we're coming out of it a little bit, getting ready to go into spring here. But weren't we, right now we're in it. This is a time when disease attacks and kills people, especially viruses. But now they're suddenly okay. We're going to enter into an amazing summer. You're not going to get any dire warnings. You're not going to get anything that says, hey, listen, the sky is going to fall. Everything's rosy, including gas prices, inflation, a chance of war, and all whatever else that's on your mind. Forget about it. Oh, Joe Biden's going to take care of it. You know what else he's going to do? He's going to cure cancer. He's going to get rid of sickle cell for black people. You, whatever you need, Joe Biden is going to take care of. That's what they tell you. They got to start painting a little rosier picture. Well, now that we've come out of this Trump era inflation where gas prices are much higher and COVID was running rampant. And of course, it's going to be a description of everything that the Democrats and Joe Biden did. You think I'm lying? Watch how it turns out that I am true, that you're going to, it will be validated, people. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. all of this really shows is Democrats' desperation. Everything I will talk to you about for this entire show, which, by the way, I've already talked about the anti-vax update. Oh, update on the New York homeless killer. I jokingly said, you know, who could it be? Is it COVID, et cetera? Well, surprise, surprise, it's a, you know, some crazy black dude that's running around with a gun, and they're, he's been in the custody now for a day or so, but they're going to figure out, oh, yeah, it is his ballistics. And by the way, this was, they got him in D.C. But it's his ballistics. It's going to be the same gun, and he's a serial killer. And he voted Democrat. He emulates Obama. In fact, as Obama would say, he could have been my son. He could have been my son. Because he looks like him. Looks like he could be Malia's older brother. I would say illegitimate, but I don't think Barack swung that way, if you know what I mean. But they've got a guy who's a suspect. He's the guy. I saw the videos. I saw them all the other day. Anyway. What else? Oh, crime. The Ohio governor signed a constitutional carry bill. He won't be the only state. You're at a time where the NRA, forget the NRA, the governor, people are going, look, you got to be safe. They know where the wind is blowing on this. And then here's another one. I'm just giving you, I want you to understand the mind of the horde mentality. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. Yeah, well, it is horde. The masses. That's what I'm trying to say. But here's the mentality. They're afraid. They're scared of the crime rate. They're scared of the inflation rate. They're no longer afraid of the things that people have tried to make them afraid of, which is the COVID woo flu nonsense. They're done with that because real problems are cropping up. They can't put enough gasoline in their cars to get through the month. They can't put enough food in their pantries to get through the month. And now they're starting to get concerned. So Costco, I read this, ran out of emergency food supply kits. Now, remember in the old days when preppers were the loony bins? They were the weirdos and the freaks? Let me tell you something. If you are paying attention, I will practically guarantee you in the last 2 years, you have tried to figure out what food could I store if I needed to? What products should I buy? Did you buy a few extra canned goods? Did you buy anything that was considered prep? Maybe some rice? And they said, oh, this will last 10 years. And you're thinking to yourself, it probably doesn't taste that good, but I better get some just in case. Or even if you didn't buy it, did you think about it? Harder than you ever thought about it before. I'm going to answer for you. Yeah, you did. You even considered a bug out bag. You probably considered or acted upon buying a firearm. You probably bought yourself some bullets. You overpaid for them. Lead was more... Price per gold was lead was more expensive than gold at one point. Couldn't even reload. My sister's a reloader. She was telling me it's tough to get supplies. Makes her own bullets. You know how many people used to look at preppers and think they were freaks and now are going, yeah, well, you know, be careful. As my grandmother says, the same thing that will make you laugh will make you cry. And what she's saying is be careful what you say about somebody because you could very well be that person. I would never do that. Look at him over there. And there you are a year later going, woohoo, there, look at me. We're doing the same thing. So the masses are running to Costco and saying, hey, where are those emergency food supply kits? Let me tell you, in the zombie apocalypse, don't think that you're going to run to the supermarket and go get your food. You are going to be last in line. You're going to be running through shelves with the zombies, fighting and going to blows over a bag of rice or a can of beans. And many of you figured this out. Don't worry, I'm not mad at you. I think it's smart. I overbought. I can tell you this. We got a freezer and loaded it up just in case. A freeze. Now, I don't know how long it was going to last. Because I got one teenage son that's growing, and that boy can eat now. But we were going to give it a shot. And trust me, I know how to garden. I can't wait. I can't wait to get some property out in the boonies a little piece, away from the zombies, and start gardening and raising my own cattle and stuff like that. I can't wait. I grew up a country boy. I can't wait to get back. Anyway, here's another thing. This is not just at your level. This is at the big level. Germany is ordering 35 F-35 airplanes to replace its antiquated Air Force. Why? Prepping. All these people are prepping. All around you is prep. And it's people that you never believed. It's leftists who are now prepping. They no longer look at us as the freaks. They no longer look at us as the liars. They have had to come to grips with themselves. And I'm going to get into Bill Maher here in the last segment. But leftists all over this country are saying to themselves, what happened to leftism? Bill Maher says, I didn't leave the Democrats, they left me. And I'm going to play his clip in the next segment, but I'm going to tell you something. Bill Maher is so wrong. Bill Maher's been wrong his whole life, and he rationalizes it, and we'll get to this in a bit, but it's not just him. I want you to think about somebody on the left, like these Democrats. I can no longer be associated with my party. What? Did it sneak up on you? How many decades of watching leftism did you finally go, whoa? Did they just start cheating in elections? Did they just start, molesting children? Did they just start objectifying women? Harvey Weinstein, Jeff Epstein, Bill Clinton, and others? Did they just start cheating on their taxes and do as I say, not as I do? When did all this start? Is this new? But Democrat,
I've seen enough. Finally, this is the straw that...
What's the straw that broke the camel's back? Please tell me. What was it that was going along that you went along to get along with? Because that's what Democrats did. All of them. And you know what? 15, 16 million, maybe 20 million of them at some point said, enough is enough, and came over. But don't let them come over, because that's our biggest fear. But why? Why should it be a fear? You know why it's a fear? You don't want to confront them. You don't want to say, look, you're not leaving California to come bring those stupid ideas here. Are you ready to confront leftism? Well, I'm about to. I'm going to explain Bill Maher here when we get back. Here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But when you say woke, you know, it's become, and I make fun of it too, because it's become an eye roll in many ways. If woke, I assume at a certain moment, and it wasn't that long ago before we didn't have the term. I only heard it, I don't know, what, it was 3-4 years ago? 5 years ago at most when we heard the term woke and it was like alert to injustice. I'm like, okay, I'm down with that. I always have been. I hope people still understand that about me. But, yes, it became sort of a byword for a lot of this goofy stuff. That's what I'm always railing against. That's why, like, they play me on Fox News now.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about that? Because you went from the guy who was...
I haven't changed at all. My politics hasn't changed. They've changed. People say to me sometimes, you know, have you changed? No. It's that 5 years ago, no one was talking about defunding the police. I never heard that phrase 5 years ago. That's not me changing. That's things changing. I'm reacting to it, as I've always been. Letting three-year-olds decide what gender they are. This wasn't something 5 years ago. Free speech, you know, used to be a left-wing thing that we were proud and owned, and now that seems to be under attack. So, again, I think I've stayed the same.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
Interviewing Bill Maher. Ben's a brilliant dude. I couldn't listen to Ben. No offense. No offense. To each his own, right? Those people who, you know, want to hear him, great. If you want to hear that, quote, intellectual radio where words are used that you got to keep your dictionary or your thesaurus handy, fine. But I like talking. Regular talk. I know the words, most of them. But I don't like making people feel dumb. Anyway, he's interviewing Bill Maher, and Bill Maher says woke has become an eye roll. And I would have said to Bill Maher, when did it? Because he says, well, it's somewhere between 3 to 5 years it became an eye roll. Okay, so what finally did it for you, Bill? And he gave a couple of examples. He says it became a byword for his words, goofy stuff. And then Bill Maher goes on to say that he hasn't changed. And this is what we're going to delve into. And the reason why I want to delve into this is because I've had many of these discussions with leftists. They all believe they have some moral high ground. And I'll get to what Bill Maher said. And maybe you caught it in the clip. But Bill Maher thinks he is on the side of righteousness. He's correct. He's the pragmatist. He's the searcher of truth. When in fact, I could go back through and look at his litany of work and tell you he was so jaundiced in his views that he wouldn't look for the truth. I can put it to you this way. I'll simplify it. If Donald Trump's family were the Biden family, what would we be doing? Would we be protecting him? Would we be talking about crackhead Don Jr.? Do you think I would give him a pass? Do you think if crackhead Don Jr. got money from oil oligarchs in Russia, had negotiated massive deals, multi-million dollar deals for himself and partners and the family for the big guy with Ukraine and had no experience in it, we'd be giving him a pass? Now, Maher will occasionally address some of these inadequacies, but he won't on the whole. And you know what he guises it under? He says, when woke was an alert to injustice. See, that's where the left always comes back. We are out there fighting against injustice. You believe them? Let me ask you this. The left has been fighting against injustice for decades. Where are we? Right now, if you ask black folks, we're still getting lynched. Think of it this way. Black people back during the time of injustice, were we filling the jails? Black people in the time of injustice, were we the dumbest people? I'm talking about statistically, coming out of school, looking at the grades, were we the most stupid people? When we're talking about injustice, I could tell you all the things that are our problems today, and practically every one of them is worse. Or it's perceived as worse. So what has Bill Maher and his team been doing to address the so-called injustice? I don't see any results. Alert to injustice. You know what's now an injustice? Black folks believe that math is racist, showing up on time is racist, and all this. This is what Bill Maher's fight for it, alert to injustice, has led to. But he's just getting it.
It's in the last 3 to 5 years.
No, really, Bill, you haven't watched how black folks, who was probably the most hardy group of American citizens, by virtue of birthright, by virtue of the way that we were treated, how much progress we made, and how it devolved into a black president being elected and us still talking about racism in America. Look, injustices are done every day in this country. We should be fighting against it. Let me ask you, where do you think the majority of injustices occur? You think they occur in little country town? You would think that black people traveling across this country, going through a little country town, would experience injustice and have to have the old green books. Right? You want to know where, I'm just using black people as a backdrop. I can talk about LGBT or women or Latinos or whoever you want. I'm picking on black people because I know the subject pretty well. I am black after all. So, when blacks are traveling across the country, they go through these little bodunk towns. Do they suffer injustice there? Is some little old white sheriff going, oh, there we go, gosh, colored boy coming through. Go get us some injustice there, boy. Woo-hoo! And they high five and call the posse and they surround the black people and they throw them in jail and they don't let them talk to an attorney or whatever. Or maybe that happened on January 6th to some white folks in D.C., See, I know how to look for injustice. Let me ask, go back to this earlier point I was making about where do you think the injustice occurs for all these black folks and everybody else? Where does it occur? Is it occurring in bodunk towns or is it occurring in cities run by people that have the political persuasion of Bill Maher and probably are darker than he is? The injustices that occur to black people in Baltimore. Let's cover that one, for example, when Freddie Gray got killed. Who was the mayor? Stephanie Rawlings Blake. They had a black chief of police, superintendent of police, whatever. They had an all-Democrat city council, and most of them were black. And I could go on. Where was the injustice? Was Donald Trump the reason? Was it the orange man? Oh, no, no, no. It was Putin. Putin did it. Where are these injustices occurring? Where are the, let me ask, do you think Bill Maher looked at the education system and said, oh my goodness, is it so woke? Who's teaching woke, Bill Maher? He says he hasn't changed at all. What got him was, he says, defunding the police. How stupid can that be, defunding the police? Bill Maher acts like in the last 3 to 5 years, because he's now got a term, defunding the police. It's new to him, right? Go back 2 decades. You know what the left were doing? They were talking smack about the police. The police, the police, police brutality. Bill Maher tries to make you believe police brutality is some new term and defunding the police is some new idea. It's ebbed and flowed, though. Say, I talked about this the other day. Homelessness. The Democrat, we care about the other people. That's an alert to injustice, homelessness. Have you solved it? Is homelessness better or worse now? I can tell you the answer. It's a quick answer. It's worse. Go look in little rural towns run by sane people. See if you have tent cities in, you know, Timbuktu, America. But go to Phoenix, go to San Francisco, go to L.A., go to any town run by Democrats, and you'll find homelessness abounds. He says, letting three-year-olds decide their agenda. Who's Bill Maher acts like this is sneaking up on him again. Leftism does this. All these new terms, academia, gives himself work with this kind of nonsense. But here's the best part that gets me. He says, when I was, we're the purveyors, the left wing, he calls it. He says, we're the ones who were protecting free speech. See, this is what really hacks me off about these leftists. They think they've got moral high ground on free speech and what people care about and sexuality and nonsense like that. They have no moral high ground on us. What that atheist Bill Maher doesn't want to admit is it is conservative Christians who saved this country.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.